And after he had worked on his issues and his life became more manageable, we sat down and we talked. And he said to me that he had a lot of pain going on inside of him, a lot of hurt. And a lot of that hurt and a lot of that pain was over his mom. And so what I did was I asked him to sit down and I asked him to write a love letter to his mom, asking her forgiveness and asking for her love. After he wrote the letter, then we got some of the people from the program together and we took him out to his mother's gravesite. And at his mother's gravesite, he had the opportunity with the rest of us there to read the letter out loud to his mother, to express his feelings, to let everything come out of him. And then together we had a little prayer service at the gravesite, and he buried the letter and he made peace with his mom inside. There are so many areas in our life that are just not completed. There are so many areas that we need to look at, that we need to work on. There are so many areas in our life that we have to settle. And that's why these two steps are so important. Because as we do this concept, what happens is it begins to rip us apart. It begins to tear us to shreds. It's extremely important that we learn how to make amends, that we learn how to make peace, that we learn how to work on these things for ourselves. In this program, we are taught this, and we are taught to take care of ourselves. We now begin to look at that beautiful concept of developing a healthy self, that concept of making friends with ourselves. From the program, we learn this, and from the program, we discover these beautiful concepts within. As we now begin to look at the amends steps, we begin to realize how much each of us can learn and grow from this concept of settling things and making peace inside. The beautiful part of this program also teaches us the importance of developing a relationship with ourselves, of developing a concept of who we are. In the program, each of us now begins to work on the real concept and the real philosophy of the eighth and ninth step. The purpose of the step is for each of us to learn how to make friends with ourselves. As you build a personal friendship with you, and so many of us have never done this, we now begin to realize how important it is to work on this issue. See, again, learning how to make amends teaches me something. And the program right up to this point, and you'll notice again in the philosophy of the program, the first 11 steps in the program are geared primarily towards the development of our own personhood, the development of ourself. In this program, we actually begin to learn and we begin to discover the beautiful concepts of who we are. As we now begin to work on these issues, we begin to learn something about our personhood. So many of us have never developed what I call the private us. There is a part of us that each and every one of us must work on constantly, and that is to develop that specialness of who we are. If you remember back in the days of our insanity and our craziness, so many of us were empty, so many of us were lonely, so many of us never experienced the fullness of ourself. In this program, we learn to fill our cup. See, one of the things, I use an analogy to bring this out, one of the things that's very difficult for us and hard for us to do is, in the past, whenever we felt empty and we felt lonely, what we usually did was we drained other people. We pulled everything from other people. Now, in this program of recovery, we learn something new. In this program, we learn to fill our own cup. Now, remember that concept, to fill your own cup. As I work and fill myself and develop this peacefulness inside of me, then basically my cup will then overflow. The overflow I share with others, but what's in my cup is mine. What this means is that each and every one of us in this program of recovery have to begin to develop a sense of me.